First of all, I'd like to welcome all of you to this press conference this afternoon for the announcement of the men's and women's ski jumping Olympic teams. We will be announcing our nominations in just a few moments, but I wanted to just preface and let you know about some of the other upcoming announcements we have. We will be announcing our snowboard cross team. That will be this Saturday at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. We will also be announcing our alpine team at 12 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday. We'll send out an advisory to everyone to give you a heads up on that. So far, we have announced 61 athletes. We have several teams to go, including the ski jumping team here this afternoon. It is really fitting for us to be gathered here at the Utah Olympic Park, where so many of these ski jumpers have trained and competed, and also to be holding this press conference in the theater at the Alf Engen Museum. For those of you who are not familiar with the Engen brothers, they played a very major role in the sport of ski jumping in the United States, and particularly right here in Utah. We're going to begin our press conference in just a minute and announce the team. I want to announce a couple of individuals who are here to help you as well. First of all, from Women's Ski Jumping USA, Whitney Childers is here in Park City to help you with any of your questions. She will also be on site in Sochi. Also on the phone with us today from representing the men's ski jumping group is Peter Graves, their press coordinator. He will also be in Sochi. To conduct the press conference today, my pleasure to introduce our Nordic press officer for the U.S. ski team, Margo Christensen. Margo.
Okay, thanks so much for that, Tom, and thanks to all of our media and supporters for being out today. Now I would like to introduce Luke Bodensteiner, our Executive Vice President of Athletics, to nominate the team.
Margo, before I get started, there are a couple people that I would like to acknowledge. First of all, Colin Hilton, who is the president and CEO of Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation. He's a great leader within the Olympic movement, and without his vision, without his foresight, and without his ability to operate great training venues for our athletes, this day wouldn't be what it is today. I also want to acknowledge Didi Cordini, who is the chair of the Women's Ski Jumping Foundation. She's been instrumental, really, in the support of the athletes that we'll name here today. Naming an Olympic team really is always a proud moment for us, and being selected to an Olympic team is a recognition of excellence, and it's an achievement of a lifetime. And in the case of this team here today, I can say that this is one of the proudest of those proud moments, and for the many people that are here today who have been involved with this sport and with these athletes for a long time, this is also a lifetime achievement for them. Because for the first time ever, we are thrilled to be naming both men and women to our U.S. Olympic ski jumping team. And as a national association, I'm really proud of the role that we've played in the development of this sport and in supporting these athletes. We're also particularly proud of the performance of the three women that we have here today. Through their unwavering personal dedication, they've progressed their sport over the past 4 years to a point where it's undoubtedly and undebatably worthy of the medals that will be handed out in Sochi. And so we'll be naming seven athletes here today, including a women's team that has been best in the world, having won the Nations Cup the past two seasons. And certainly in the case of the three women that we have here today, they've really embodied USSA's core values. And most particularly, team, perseverance, and courage, and I'm honored to introduce them now. Starting with the men's team, we have four that we are nominating. Nick Alexander from Lebanon, New Hampshire. Nick Farrell from Andover, New Hampshire. Peter Frenette from Saranac Lake, New York. And from Park City, Utah, Anders Johnson. On the women's side, and I'll ask these women to come up here when I've announced them, we're naming 2009 world champion, the first women's ski jumping world champion in the history of the sport, from Park City, Utah, Lindsey Vann. Also being nominated, the reigning world champion and also a World Cup overall winner, also from Park City, Utah, Sarah Hendrickson. And And finally today, the winner of our Olympic trials here at the end of December here at Utah Olympic Park, from Park City, Utah, Jessica Jerome. Congratulations, ladies. Thank you very much, and I'll turn it back to Margo.
Thanks for that, Luke, and congratulations to the team. For the format today, I will start off by picking a question out to each of the athletes and also Alan, have them answer quickly, and then we will open for questions to media. We also have a teleconference component, so after the floor questions are answered, we'll kick to that and take any questions from the teleconference. So to get started, Jessica, you earned your nomination here at the 2014 U.S. Olympic Trials, right here at the Utah Olympic Park in December, and then you went on to compete on the World Cup. Was there a sense of any alleviated pressure, having known that you secured your spot early?
Hello. Is it on? Yes, absolutely. There was definitely a lot of pressure taken away since I did secure my spot at Olympic Trials, and I was very fortunate because I was able to go to these World Cups in Japan and really just focus on my performance and not so much about the outcome.
Thank you. Next, Sarah, you sustained a knee injury in August that sidelined you for 5 months, and you have been day in and day out rehabilitating that injury. Can you talk a little bit about what it means now to sit here in this chair and represent the USA at the Olympics?
Yeah, when I crashed back in August, I laid at the bottom of the hill and kind of thought everything was over and that sponsors were going to drop me and my dreams of becoming an Olympian for this year were over. And when I got back to the States and talked to doctors and my medical team, I kind of found some hope and some faith, and I decided to put my head down and work as hard as I could every single day until this day so that I could try and make my dreams come true. And I can't believe I'm sitting here accomplishing one of the hardest things that I've ever set out to do. So it was definitely a hard journey, and I didn't do it alone. I had sponsors, family, supporters, U.S. ski team, Women's Ski Jumping USA, everybody behind me to help me get where I am today. So it's a huge relief, and I'm just ecstatic.
Thank you. And Lindsay, you have established yourself as a pioneer and a veteran on this team and really in the sport of women's ski jumping as a whole to see to it competitively where it is today. What is it like now sitting here kind of seeing your dreams become a reality and have the first chance to compete in the games?
Honestly, I don't really have words for it. I'm just completely overwhelmed and happy to be representing my sport and my team, and my teammates, Abby Hughes and Alyssa Johnson, and everybody else in women's ski jumping. Let's do this.
Thanks. And Alan, you're a three-time Olympian and have trained alongside Lindsay and Jessica, and now, you know, you are seeing the first team to the games and one of the strongest teams in the world to the games. What is the significance of that to you?
Well, for me, I've been very proud to be part of the program. And obviously these young women are amazing individuals and athletes. Not only is this very huge for the sport at a high level, but all the way down to kids just getting involved in the sport. This is a legacy, and it will be here for a long time. And I'm very proud to be part of the program and really proud of these guys and the whole team for what they've done over the past years. It's very humbling.
Thanks for that. I would now like to open the floor to questions. Please state your name and affiliation, and I will call on you in order.
Alex Cabrera with KSL News. How tough is it knowing that the five of you, including Alyssa and Abby, you guys were tight for so long? I know I've interviewed some of you in the past, and you say sports is sports, but how tough is it knowing that the two won't be able to join you over there in Sochi, but still how tight-knit you are?
It's really hard. I think we're one of the most close-knit teams out there, and we're family, and we push each other every single day, and we wouldn't be where we are, where the level of the sport is right now without those two. So they're with us always in spirit and pushing us every single day, so it's really hard to go over there without them.
This is Amy Donaldson from the Deseret News. Especially Jessica and Lindsay, will you just talk about sort of emotional roller coaster that you've been on and sort of the letting go of it, and what does this add to it? Where how does this play into that? The fight you guys led? I mean, this team was at the center of your entire team and your administration.
It's definitely been an emotional roller coaster, and I can't say we've gotten off that yet. It's exciting, you know, but we're just kind of focused on ski jumping, and it's so exciting that it's kind of overwhelming. But I
feel the same as Lindsay. It's definitely a lot, and I think we're all just really focused on doing what we came here to do. So head down and focus on ski jumping, and everything else just kind of roll with it, I guess. But hi, Sammy Linebot with ABC News. Here you are now, inside 2 weeks to go. You obviously are gutsy young women. You don't scare easily. Can you talk about the security concerns that are out there, particularly this week? There have been some pretty significant developments.
Yeah, let's have Jessica.
Yeah, I have been reading some of what's coming out. I think whenever we travel anywhere for any reason, safety is always a concern for us. And we're pretty used to that. And I know that the U.S. Ski Team and the USOC and all of these involved entities are working closely with the Russian government to ensure all of the safety of the athletes. And I think I speak for all of us when I say that we trust that they're doing everything they can. You know, this is the Olympics, and the world is going to Sochi, but it's for sport. So, yeah, we hope for the best, and we trust that everything is being taken care of.
Thanks so much for that. Next question, please.
Hi, I have a question to Sarah. My name is Akio. I'm with NHK Japan, and one of the things that we are really looking forward to is now you're back, and this competition between you and the other Sarah Takanashi in Japan. Can you tell me what kind of competition that we can look forward to, and what do you think, Sarah Takanashi, and overall competition between you guys, two Sarahs, East and West?
Obviously, I've been watching the competition pretty closely back at home while I was getting healthy, and Sarah's jumping at a very, very high level right now, and it's really hard to say what's going to happen. I know what types of jumps I have, but I have no idea how they compare to hers right now. So it's going to be interesting, and I would definitely have to show up on my best day in order to even put a competition to her, because she's jumping so well. But right now, that's not my focus. I have to focus on myself and have the best day that's possible for me, and how the other jumpers jump, that's out of my control.
Thanks for that. Amy? Now, Lindsay and Jessica, will you talk about watching Sarah try to rehab and what she went through and what that was like for you guys as a team?
It was hard to see, but I knew if one person can do it, she could do it. She's a hard worker, and at first I was like, oh, it's iffy, and then about a couple weeks into it, I was like, this is definitely happening. So it's inspiring to me to see somebody have that much love for what they're doing.
Yeah, I am going to second Lindsay. I've never seen someone work so hard at something as I saw Sarah come back from that injury. And the only thing that worried me was when it comes to hard work, it's never a question for Sarah because she will always put in the work. But having an injury is about more than hard work. You can work as hard as you want, but your body still has to respond, and luckily hers did. And I'm thrilled that she is back, and you will be joining us.
Can I ask one more? Sure. When you guys are walking into opening ceremonies, I'm sure you've thought about this. We've talked about it a little bit, but are there people you'll be thinking of or a little gratitude prayer to you are?
Probably my parents. They were an integral part in getting the sport to where it is today. So thanks, Mom and Dad.
Thanks for that. Next question. Go ahead.
I'm Brad Grimm with KUER. What are your expectations as you head into Sochi? I mean, what do you expect to accomplish? Imagine, you know, want gold, but what realistically, what are the expectations for yourself?
Can I take this one? So, I just wanted to say, regardless of who comes home with the medal or who doesn't on February 11th, all these girls and even the rest of the team, they deserve a medal hung around their necks for what they've done for the sport. And at the end of the day, it's not about medals. It's about inspiring young people. And these guys, in my mind, and hopefully a lot of other people's minds, have done that. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thanks for that.
Yep. Sarah, how are you doing? How is your knee doing 5 months later?
It's really good, actually. I'm sure some of you read about the press release that went out yesterday about me jumping. I've been jumping for almost 2 weeks now, and the knee is responding really well. Obviously, I'm taking limited amounts of jumps just to ensure that it doesn't react in a negative way, but it's sore a couple days, but, you know, that's nothing that's going to hold me back. And so right now I'm just focusing on Sochi in the next 2 weeks, and, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Jessica, can you answer for us, can you talk about the ski jump in Sochi, and can you compare it to any other jump you've competed? What should we be watching for? Go ahead.
The jump in Sochi, it's brand new, obviously, and very technical hill, and you also have to be very strong. So you have to be a really good ski jumper to win on that hill, I think, and hopefully the weather will be cooperating. You never really know with an outdoor sport, but that's something you can't control. I think jumping there last year, we all had a pretty good experience, and with ski jumping, the technique stays the same no matter what hill you jump on. So hopefully our team will do well with that because we are very strong and a technical team.
Next question, please.
Hi, Lynn Ware, Peak KPCW. Alan, maybe this is a question for you. At one point, there was a possibility of 4 spots, and I don't know how the IOC designates those, but is there any chance at this point there will be a 4 spot?
So, back in the summer of 2012, July 2012, these ladies all started their fight to secure quota spots. And the International Ski Association has set up a standard in the Olympic Games and the International Olympic Committee to diversify the events and the athletes in it. So these guys have been working very, very hard to achieve a maximum of 4 spots. And because of what these ladies have done and the entire team, they pushed the level of the sport so high in the last 3 World Cup seasons that everybody internationally has really, really stepped up as far as we're seeing a Chinese girl actually in the World Cup now scoring points, so it's very inspiring. And that said, these guys have worked really hard for the 3 spots. There's a slight chance for a 4th spot, but right now we're charging forward with our game plan this next week leading into Sochi. And like these ladies have said, it's hard to go without the rest of the team and that 4th spot, but we know everybody's supporting one another and it's putting our best foot forward.
Thanks. Let's take about 2 more questions from the room, and then we'll move to the teleconference. Next question. Okay, or if we've wrapped here, you have one? Go ahead.
Chris Moore, KSL Television. All of you have taken winding roads and started out together, and now you're ending this part of your competition together. Talk about the next generation and what you want to do for girls wanting to be like you.
For me, I'm a little bit younger than girls next to me, but thanks to them, I'm sitting here today. So for me, that's one of my main goals about making the Olympic team, as well as just inspiring little girls and also guys in the United States to start ski jumping. And it's awesome to see this media coverage go out across the country, because I think once people see how ski jumping is and how cool it is, they want to get involved too. So I really hope this will gain popularity in the sport, and I'm willing to do anything to get that word spread and get more people involved.
Thanks for that. Now let's go ahead and turn it over to the teleconference. So would the moderator of the teleconference please allow for the first question?
Yes, ma'am. At this time, we'll open the teleconference for questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in order they are received. Our first question is from David Lundgren with Reuters.
Yeah, hi there. It's David from Reuters in Canada. I'll be in Sochi following the competition. I had a question, and it's for anyone who cares to answer. Given that in the last few competitions, at least 40, and in some cases 50 women started, what do you think of the decision to limit the number of competitors to 30 at these Olympics?
I think that the IOC, with introducing a new sport, is looking for quality over quantity. And I understand why they did that. I just hope in the future there won't be a cap where it's at.
Great, thank you.
Our next question is with Chris Knight from Adirondack Daily Enterprise.
This is Chris Knight from the Adirondack Daily Enterprise in Lake Placid. When we've all had the chance to see, you know, you all compete here over the years in Lake Placid. And I want to ask Lindsay in particular, I know you lived here for a time and trained here. You know, if you could talk a little bit about maybe how this area in particular, maybe how Lake Placid has helped to, and your training here has helped your career over the years and help you to get to the stage where you are right now.
Lake Placid has a great tradition with the Olympics, having held it twice. So they had a great atmosphere for ski jumping there, as well as a lot of different Olympic sports. And I had a great coach there. I was able to train there a lot. And the people of the Adirondacks were very supportive of ski jumping and other Olympic sports, and I was lucky to be part of that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Our next question is from Bonnie Ford with ESPN.
Hi, and congratulations. I had two quick factual checks to make. One is, when is the deadline for other countries to decide whether they're filling their quotas, and ergo, when will you find out if there is a fourth slot available?
Hello, Bonnie, and thanks for that question. Tomorrow we will know the final quota spots, and like I said earlier, we're charging forward with our plan, and of course we would love to have a fourth spot, but like I said, all the other nations have really, really stepped it up, and they're very much deserving of their quota spots, and it's been a very good fight, and because of that, the level of competition in Sochi is going to be very, very high, and hopefully inspire a lot of young women around the world.
My other question was what your schedule is between now and the Games. I know there was some consideration being given to Sarah possibly trying to compete. Is that still in play? Are any of the team members going to be competing between now and Sochi?
So as of yesterday, the majority of the team flew home from Japan, and they're all a little bit tired. And our plan has changed. So we will be staying home in Utah the next week, enjoying the sun and the winter-like conditions. It's very terrible in Europe right now. Lots of rain, wind, and warm weather. So sending the team there to try and compete going forward is not the best plan. So we will be staying home until we head to Europe.
Thanks, Ellen.
Okay, I think that's wrapping it up for the teleconference portion. The women will be available for breakouts immediately following this press conference. And so with that, if there are no further questions, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today and for supporting the team. And now I'd like to throw it back to Tom Kelly for closing remarks.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today. We now have nominated 68 athletes. We still have a couple more teams to come this weekend, including snowboard, cross, and alpine. We'll send out an advisory on those. Look for us in Sochi in a few weeks. Happy to help you, and thanks for being here today. And congratulations to the athletes for this historic achievement. Thanks very much.